She's got hits nobody else would know. Hits nobody ever sees. We've got hits from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hits from Heloise.
That's right. It's 11:36 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket. It's time for Hints from Heloise. Call your mom. Gather the kids around the radio. Because Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is usually ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. Today we are ripping and reading from the Washington Post. Or the Washington Compost, depending on your point of view.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes, but it is a it's an orphanage staple, and it's a it's a P1 guilty pleasure. I think more P1s like it than hate it. You be the judge for yourself. Let's begin with something that is relevant. For today,
yes,
Memorial Day.
Beautiful.
A Memorial Day tradition is gathering with your loved ones and having a nice cookout.
Sure.
A nice backyard picnic.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you might enjoy today, a nice deviled egg.
Oh, of course.
Very much a cookout staple.
I love deviled eggs.
Well, Luella A. from Pelham, New Hampshire writes, "Dear Heloise, how long can deviled eggs be kept? If some are left over after a gathering, should I throw them out, or are they still safe to eat?" Well, Heloise writes, "Deviled eggs and egg salad need to be eaten within 3 to 4 days after making. Just make sure you keep them in the refrigerator until it's time to serve them. Discard them if they have been at room temperature for 2 hours or more. Or if they've been outside in 100 degree
right,
heat.
For like 15 minutes.
Right,
or
yeah.
Seconds, maybe. Are you kidding me?
They go quickly, though. There's never leftover deviled
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, but obviously, what's her name? Miss Melissa?
Luella.
Luella obviously had some leftover. No, you don't take them from the picnic. I don't care if it was 2 hours or not. If they didn't get eaten at the picnic, you don't take them and put
You're
them back in the
throw
fridge.
Throw them away?
You got to throw them away.
No, I disagree.
That's eggs.
No.
Eggs will make you sick now. You
They're
get
cooked.
Sick on eggs.
They're not raw.
You're going to get sick.
No, I've never got
it. Yeah, I think it's more the mayonnaise.
Yeah, that.
When you make the yolk kind of thing, it's like the yolk and the mayonnaise with a little paprika on top, right?
Right.
Yes, correct.
So the mayo, like it's like with potato salad. Or macaroni salad or any of the crap that you buy at the Kroger Deli
right.
for your cookout, the sides that nobody eats, that if they're out at room temperature or, God forbid, outside for any length of time, then chunk them right in the trash.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, there are some things that I will definitely save and eat leftovers, but for the most part, if there's leftover food, it's in the garbage or down the disposal.
Oh, no, not me. Now, only if it's left out for a long time will I, but I'll eat leftovers. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was glad, actually, to hear Heloise say, you know, like, you can have it for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's
because I'll keep leftovers for 3 or 4 days on you, and I'll eat them as long as they've been refrigerated and that kind of thing. Only thing I worry about is if they're left out, then I'm going to have to toss
Okay,
them.
So if you don't want to eat them yourself, pack up your leftover deviled eggs and send them to the Ticket, care of John Radigan.
Yeah, I'll eat them. And by the way, the other day I was watching the Food Network with no volume, but they were showing the way people now trick up the yolk in the deviled egg.
Oh yeah, it's a thing.
Oh man,
like a lot of your brew pub type places, the deviled egg is a very big player on the appetizers.
Yeah, they're putting bacon in there and they're putting brisket in there and all that kind of stuff. And I'm I haven't tried it, but I could, just looking at it on the Food Network, I'm like, oh, I'm a fan of that.
Right now, Mike Soroy is dry heaving listening to this.
Isn't Rhines a bad...
Yeah, Rhines doesn't like eggs either.
I know.
All right, let's get local. Sharon B. from Richardson, Texas writes,
Sharon.
Dear Heloise, I'm hoping you can help me. I have two cookie sheets that I have had for 58 years. They still work great, but are coated with much baked-on grease. Do you have a secret that I can clean these with? Heloise writes, Sharon B., yes, I do. All it takes are two ingredients and a little patience. First, mix a paste of baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. Next, spread it over the cookie sheet and let it sit for about 1 to 2 hours. You may have to use a stiff nylon pad or something abrasive to scrub the stubborn areas, but this solution has worked for me. If the sheets refuse to give up their stains and grease, it may be time to replace them. After 58 years.
58 years? Are you kidding me? They're $7.
Well, she said they were a wedding gift, so I guess maybe they have sentimental value for cookie sheets. But yeah, go to TJ Maxx and buy a couple more for $5 a piece.
I would start a GoFundMe page for Sharon so she could get new freaking cookie sheets. But here, I will say this about Heloise, and I've been, you know, fortunate to do the segment with you a few times when we filled in, Davey. Like, normally she doesn't weigh in. She just sends her, you know, puts it out there and lets us decide, right?
Right, I mean, she was actually answering.
Yeah,
she gave solutions.
Sure enough solution there.
All right, let's go to Hannah G. in Indiana. Here's another one that's relevant for today. Is sunscreen actually necessary all year? Heloise writes, yes, it is very important to use sunscreen all year long. This is especially important on the eyelids, the area surrounding the eye sockets, and the nose. These areas are often overlooked. I'm going to disagree with Heloise right there because I went to the pool, the community pool with my kid the other day, and I had just had a massive like farmer tan burn, and so I overdid the sunscreen, and I put a lot, I guess, on my forehead, and it got down onto my eyelids, and then I had
eye burn.
I had eye burn all afternoon, and I was miserable.
Yeah, there's no beating it.
So keep the sunscreen far, far away from your eye sockets.
Well, yes, and your eyelids. I guess
your eyelids.
That's what she said, didn't she? She said eyelids.
Like, are you sleeping
right
on the Chase Lounge and your eye burn? Your eyelids are getting burned,
right? And if you are,
wear sunglasses,
shades. Yeah, how about some shades?
Wear a low brimmed cap.
Right.
Wear some sunglasses.
Right, but to the point of using sunscreen. Now she's right about that. Everybody should use sunscreen every day because it's a good moisturizer anyway. I use sunscreen all the time.
Charles H. Maybe it's Charles Haley.
Glad that a male has written in.
Yes, from Washington, D.C. I guess Charles H. is a player because he has some advice for single folks out there. He says, Dear Heloise, millions of people use the various online dating sites in the hope of finding that special someone. Sadly, many scammers have invaded these sites and other social media sites and chat rooms to prey on vulnerable and trusting users. Here are things to watch for. Number one, they declare love for you at lightning speed. Number two, they send you a photograph of themselves that looks like a professional model. Smart. Number three, some will say they are U.S. citizens working abroad. Number four, they ask for money for any number of reasons. Number five, they ask you to cash checks for them. This could be a money laundering scheme. And number six, they say they want to visit you, and although they make plans, they never come. Sounds like Charles has been burned.
Say, you got to get up pretty early in the morning to beat old Charles, don't you?
Learn from experience, Charles. It sounds like.
Yeah.
So thanks for those hot online dating tips.
And Heloise has nothing for him.
No, she
doesn't even tell him, be careful, Charles,
no, she,
or anything.
Yeah, always use a condom, Charles.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Poor Charles is probably about 80 years old.
Okay, and let's finish up with a couple. Here's another one that's local. Maybe this is a P1. Raymond R. from Waxahachie, Texas says, Dear Heloise, I read your column in the Dallas Morning News.
Nice.
Hmm. My problem is my toilet bowl. I have ugly black junk under the lip of my toilet really bad. I've tried a number of commercial cleaners on the market, but nothing helps.
Maybe he needs to try that paste idea.
Right? The peroxide baking soda paste. Heloise writes, Thanks for writing in. Let's get you some help. That black junk is probably mold or mineral deposits. So I guess it's not caked on Duke.
Feces.
And we're going to tackle them with vinegar. Label a spray bottle with full strength vinegar and spray the vinegar thoroughly under the lip of the toilet. Close the lid and let the vinegar work for an hour. Come back with a stiff brush or textured sponge, don a mask, go over the area and flush. The acid in the vinegar should break down the black junk. That is gross. Like, have you ever noticed, like, you know, you'll scrub the bowl with, like, the thing that sits in the corner of your bathroom, the little scrub brush. But you don't always get up under the lip. And sometimes you'll even get those hard water, like the pink streaks that start to go down. I guess a lot of it depends on your local water supply.
This is why I'm a fan of the black toilet.
Because you can't see the gunk.
See what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's kind of like, you know, underwear. Why do they give men light-colored underwear? Wear darker underwear, and then there's not so much evidence of what might be happening. And I say the same with the toilet. Why not have... Why are all our toilets white? Let's make them black.
Or just get a bidet. And the thing cleans itself.
It does.
And you.
And you. And then you don't have to worry about what color underwear you wear.
Exactly.
You know, I went to a...
Instead of being clean, just get underwear that hides it.
Yes! And a toilet that hides it.
Yeah, maybe a plaid toilet.
Right. Yeah.
I went to a Korean restaurant in New York City recently. I was up there on vacation.
Wow, look at me.
You don't even want to know how much that stupid dinner cost.
Oh.
Good gravy. But went into the restroom and they had one of those fancy Asian, you know, Japanese, Korean, whatever toilets with the control pad and all of the buttons, including like the self-pleasure button for the ladies.
Come on.
You know, the little jet that pokes out and sprays up.
Wow.
Right where it counts.
So, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
No, I did not. I didn't need my taint washed while I was at the restaurant. So
I didn't use it. I'm afraid I'd get stage fright on that deal. Like, I don't know if I'd know where to... I don't know what button to push.
And you don't want to push the wrong button.
Right.
And finally, this is why we read hints.
Please.
For classic hints like this. Donna T. via email writes, Dear Heloise, another use for empty tissue boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Especially the smaller cubes? Is to hold balls of yarn while you're knitting. You could buy yarn bowls to do so, but the tissue boxes are free.
Wow. That's called recycling.
That's right. So thank you, Donna T. Thank you, Heloise. And thank you, P1s. That's hints for another year.
Thank you, Davey.
Thank you, Davey.